Welcome. To finish off this week on finding some joy in this world. Last night, I did something that you just have to do sometimes. Read your reviews. So my third book came out last year. It's called Life Lessons from the Oldest and Wisest. And it's hard to read a book like that and give it a really bad review. But somebody did that, and the review was so bad, it made me laugh out loud. So let me read this review to you. The title of the review, boring. Reading this is like skating in mud. And then it said, quote, extremely disappointed, horribly written, impossible to enjoy any of the stories as it seems to be written in another language and translated by someone who doesn't speak it fluently. What a shame, going into the trash, end quote. Okay, I mean, how can you not laugh at that? At least they wrote it in public on Amazon. They didn't say it behind my back. That's the glory of it. To take a punch or lots of punches and be able to smile and laugh and keep going. That's the practice. A few years ago when I lived in New York City, there was someone going around to yoga classes and writing reviews about different yoga teachers. So speaking of reviews, I'd like to share some of these reviews by the Yoga Critic. And I will tell you, some of you who have taken my yoga and chocolate workshop back in the day, at the very end, I'll read you the Yoga Critic's review of my yoga and chocolate workshop. So here are some of her reviews. I'm not going to say the teacher's names. Blank blank is the Titanic of yoga teachers. Just as the hubris of headstrong shipbuilders who insisted that the Titanic was unsinkable led to an unparalleled maritime disaster, so blank blank's overweening pride makes you feel like you're on a capsizing ship from the first words that come out of his mouth to the final namaste 90 impossibly long minutes later. The next review. All of 97 pounds, blank blank's screechy voice and tedious sequencing made me wistful for a shot of Demerol and a colonoscopy. Actually, forget the Demerol. The next review. Blank blank teaches a masterful yoga class that stirs within her students a monumental battle between an imperturbable layman and the king who seeks power. There is no denying that all students leave bequeathed as royalty. The next review. The sheer stench of blank blank as he lay on my back during Paschimottanasana sent me running to the toilet, causing an all orifice eruption, the likes of which I have not experienced since eating street meat in Jaipur. The next review. Impressively sequenced with a precise tempo and profoundly articulate voice, blank blank's class is an engaging affair that packs a powerful physical, emotional, and spiritual punch. The next review. I could not even begin to focus on the yoga while pondering the grime in blank blank's beard. And the last one. Thank God for the chocolate, because the yoga in David Romanelli's class made me feel like a lobotomized rodent with my scrotum trapped on a hamster wheel. So as you can imagine, when I first read that review, it felt like someone took my family jewels and gripped and squeezed with all their power. It was painful and emasculating. And this all came up in that session I told you about where my grandmother showed up through Deb, the medium. And she said in that session, take your own journey. Trust your own meditations, your own inner voice. Take a step back. Clear some space. Listen. Smile. Feel more joy. A huge part of trust is that precise moment when you're squeezing tight or getting squeezed tight, as I felt when I read those reviews. Remember to smile and laugh. Because if you don't have people critical of your work, whatever that work might be, you're not really living and you're not really putting your heart out there. As a parent, as a professional, as an artist, keep putting it out there. Trust that if and when you do that, you will be criticized and you will grow and your capacity and channels for trust will expand. So take a moment to get a little more comfortable. And today, let's open the channels through which you breathe into trust. Because we do have to do that sometimes. Breathe into trust. Every inhale, just imagine the channels opening a little bit more. Every exhale, imagine the channels opening a little bit more. Breathe into trust. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, breathe into trust. Breathe into trust. coming back to the moment. In those moments where you're squeezing or getting squeezed, remember to smile and laugh. If you don't have people critical of your work, whatever that work might be, you're not really putting your heart out there. As a parent, as a professional, as an artist, keep putting it out there. Trust that if and when you do that, you will be criticized and you will grow, and your capacity and channels for trust will expand greatly. Remember, open the channels through which you breathe into trust. Breathe into trust. Breathe into trust. See you tomorrow. Peace.